Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Here's the thing. You know what's going to bother me about that? About that last, that little sweeper right
Why
there?
Why is that?
Because it's got the lady saying, oh, I take my kids to school. And I'm like, they're out of school already.
Not in school.
It's going to bug me
that
all the way
true.
Until they're back into school. And then I'm going to go. Well, that's already, it's 4 months old. I was going to bother. These are the things about, you know what else bothers me right now? Do we have a moratorium on this? What does it look like on your phone in a text chain? Because we have, again, we have a text chain that goes around, which everyone wonderfully lets me know what's going on in their lives so we can talk about it on the show.
Yes.
When like cool, interesting stuff comes up. Mm-hmm. For example, on Kayla's socials, it's adorable. And yes, here's a little extra for the California Closets people. And by the way, call your girl Carrie Ann. I want to know what kind of a deal I can get.
Okay.
Because now I am convinced.
Same. I want one as well.
Yeah. I want to know what the Friends of Kayla deal is.
Okay.
Like real friends, not just like
I'll give you Carrie Ann's number personally.
Yeah. Didn't she used to work for us?
She did. She worked for us for a year.
We got some sort of in, dude.
Yeah.
We got some sort of Vegas handshake deal here.
We got to.
Yeah. That's one cool thing about this town, too, is that that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't exist in other places. You can do business in this town.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean, you can do business in this town. So, Kayla is weeping uncontrollably, as you might imagine, at the sight of her new closet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They're so beautiful.
Yes.
Here it goes again.
They're just, it's like the expectation was like, oh, I'm going to get some really cool closets. And then you walk in and everything is like flush and just gorgeous. And the wood is like brushed white. It's just pretty. I'm sorry. I'm going to lose it, but you can go see it on my socials. But it's just really pretty.
I kind of hate you just a little right now.
I did. I don't want to rub it in. It's just, it's more than I ever could have expected.
You just became the bougiest person on this show.
Did I? Yeah. I'm maybe. Even more than Spence's Japan trip and Europe trip.
Your fancy closet.
Yeah. Well, my closet,
I'm one Audi away.
My closet, we don't even have the container store. Rubbermaid things. We have the ones made out of cardboard. Little cardboard drawers.
You know what? You're right, though. You've been edged out by the Audi. You've been edged out by the Audi. You're still second most bougie.
Okay.
Your truck costs more than my car, Chet.
It's a truck. It's a truck. It's a truck. Automatically, you still win.
That is very true.
Yes, it did. And it's awesome. It's a truck. Uh-huh. So still, and it's beat to hell.
I had it for a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that truck.
Oh, me too. I just can't. I'll drive the wheels straight off it. Here's the thing, though, that I need help with. What does it look like on your inferior technology iPhones when you like a text?
It also, I know exactly what you're talking about. It also tells us in the text chain.
And does it copy it?
Yeah, it copies it in like, Jessica Rose laughed at.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Can we get rid of that?
I think
at some point,
I looked into this and the only, because I Googled it because I'm like, I got to get rid of this in group text messages. I think it's when you exchange text messages with someone that does not also have an iPhone.
Well, I'm about to exchange punches because this
she's
sucks.
Right. Let me see. No, she's right. What happens is because you're on the Android.
On the superior technology.
In our group text.
Sure.
If I just laughed at Kayla's comment between the two of us, it just shows up as a ha-ha little bubble off the text that I sent.
Yeah.
Because you're on a different one. It gets repeated and it doesn't. Hey,
so everyone knows.
So it's annoying for everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
No, and I ruined
irritating.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I've said it. I got to get an iPhone, even though I love Android and I love the Samsung phones and all that kind of stuff. I just got to switch just for the people around me. It needs to be my sacrifice for my friends.
Aw, we appreciate
honestly,
you
honestly, I need to do that. And also, I'm telling you, remember a while ago I bought the old school iPod?
Yes.
Just because I literally have 1,500 songs. Uh-huh. I have 1,500 songs. And now I'm really worried now that Apple is taking away iTunes that somehow it's going to get screwed up, even though they say it's not.
Right.
Because how many times have they done that? Oh, it'll be seamless.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
Transition will be great. And then it's like, what happened to my stuff?
I know. And then four updates later, you're like, I'm still missing half my stuff, bro.
Then you have to buy an adapter for $45.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Wait, so am I gonna get an iPhone or am
You're
I not?
Screwed.
This sounds like no, it doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Uh-huh. Boys to Men tickets, Khalid tickets. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. We got lunch for two because National Flip-Flop Day is not this Friday, but next Friday. Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers is doing a lovely Father's Day package where you could win a watch for dad, courtesy of Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers. All of that up for grabs, first pick today. This is the dumbest thing, and I don't even remember where it came from. Where, was this
I saw
yours,
a question.
Kayla?
Yeah, I saw a question somewhere, and I'm like, that's hilarious.
And it is. The question is?
I have it right here.
Oh, I'll read it. If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be? Honestly, just because the FCC is weird about bodily functions. If you're going to mention something below the equator, if you're going to mention something in the undercarriage area, be just super careful with that.
All right.
Okay. Like keep your finger on the button.
And, gotcha.
They're weird about it. But for example, Kayla, if you were going to burp, and you could change that sound to any other sound, what would it be?
I'm sorry.
And that's how it would come out?
I'm sorry.
That still sounds like you could do that in your burp.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it would be so much better.
Or would you have it be like a Tinkerbell sound where it was, I'm sorry.
That's it right there.
Yeah, where it comes out like that.
Yeah,
that's better.
If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, it has to be... Okay, should we put rules on this? Does it have to be one sound for every function? Because right now they're all a little different.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have to be the same sound for every function?
Yes. I think it's the same sound for everything. Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, so then what? So is yours still?
No, come on.
No, I mean, I might change the phrasing up if that's true. I'll be like, excuse me. I don't know.
Because, you know, if it's south of the border, you could just say that.
I know, but...
Without your butt saying it.
I thought about this, and I would rather have a phrase. Just because if I'm having a really bad day, and it's not good, it's just constant, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me.
I think you've already overthought this.
Yeah, you have.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I thought Golden Knights goal horn. As long as you're doing it, go big.
Yeah, I like that.
Just realize we're in the middle of talking about something at the show, and then I'll.
I got one word for you: elevator.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It's funny.
Maybe Spence.
And off of that, I would just go with a soccer equivalent and just go goal.
Also good. Yeah, equally good, if not better.
And it would match intensity. So some days it'd be just goal.
Oh, does it? Yeah, does it go up and
yes,
down
absolutely.
With the intensity of the?
I would want mine too.
The blast.
Go 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 go.
Yeah, and if it's like an angry one too, you could do like Oscar the Grouch style. Yeah, goal.
What?
What? Yeah. I didn't get really into that.
Yeah. All right. Let's play 702-364. Told you it was dumb. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Somehow it seems appropriate that we use this music. Hey, kids. If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what sound would it be? Would it be the sound of a spring meadow?
I was going to say, mine would be this, I feel like.
Butterflies, dandelions.
How did I go to burp and it just comes out like this?
It comes out like this. Oh, the little squeal. Yeah, the little squeal, little laugh. Yes, this is the sound of Kayla.
the laughter coming out of her butt.
Yeah. A little squeal. You need to stop saying out of her butt.
Yeah.
All right.
Stop. You need to stop saying butt. You're going to get us in trouble.
Okay.
But you know how they are about stuff like that. What? All right. This could be the bit that gets us fired ultimately. Hannah in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
So if you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be?
It would be the sound of the Geico pig they had in the commercials that goes, wing, wing, wing.
What's that pig's name? What's his name?
I don't know what his name is.
Oh, God, remember.
I don't know.
No, he's got a name because they say you're home. We're here now.
The Wilbur?
No. No. Now it's bugging me.
I will find out in 2 seconds.
Not that it matters.
Maxwell the pig.
Maxwell.
Okay.
The sound of Maxwell. Whee!
That's great.
Awesome. Peyton, also in Northtown. Hey.
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 If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be?
Every time you cough, it sounds like a squeaky toy.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Huh?
They're all the same. They get every bodily function is squeaky toy sound.
Squeaky toy sound
is funny. Michelle in Centennial Hills, you're changing the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound. What does it sound like?
It's the Pillsbury Doughboy giggle.
This is you guys are solid today.
Yeah.
This is solid work, P1s. Proud of you. Sorry, Justin. No pressure. But so if you're changing the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be?
That's so
only because I love the morning zoo and it would be so hilarious.
Old school. Old school P1D1 talk. Thank you, Justin. You've made us proud. Okay, Brent in the Southeast, you're changing the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound. What sound is it?
How about Spencer Shelling's sound? Booyaka shit.
Do you want the regular old school
Booyakasha,
or do you want the deluxe kid version?
Booyakasha.
How about the kid version?
I kind of want the kid version.
Just depends on the circumstance.
Again, it depends.
Yeah.
Booyakasha.
If it's just a little intense moment. Yeah. Booyakasha.
If it's a long one, maybe you could kind of string it out a little bit.
Maybe on occasion you throw in a
booyah.
I mean, you know, exactly. On occasion it's just a
booyah.
Those quick hitters,
booyah.
You know.
Yeah, the quick hitter.
There you go.
Yeah, the one where you don't expect it.
Exactly.
You know where you just go. You go to say something, and all of a sudden,
booyah.
Oh.
Yeah, or you stand up a little too fast.
Booyakasha.
Whoops.
Oh my God! Can you imagine what nursing homes would sound like?
Oh my gosh! Just constant booyakashas over and over.
Oh no! As they're walking down the hall.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
You're giving them much credit for that.
Oh no! You never. God rest her soul, and I know she just passed. But the my stepmother, as she went along in age, and just didn't care, and it just they just squeaked out.
Yeah.
They just did.
God bless her.
We called it the walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, the walking.
The walking.
The walking that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's say Sharnay in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be?
It would most definitely have to be Cardi B's Okr.
Love, you know what? Solid work by all the ones today. Nice job, you guys.
Makes you happy in the morning. Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.